Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 1. A Voice of Peace by Megan Armconnect, based on a true story. Grace Vlam was a 9-year-old girl living in Holland in 1940, during World War II. Nazi Germany had just begun attacking Holland. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and the city was being bombed. 1 minute, Grace had been asleep in her bed, and the next, Dad was telling everyone to get undercover. Now Grace was huddled under the kitchen table with her dad, mom, and younger brothers, Heber and Alvin. She could hear the rumble of explosions and glass shattering outside. It was so loud.
"What's going to happen to us?"
Grace asked Dad. Dad stroked her hair.
"I don't know, but let's say a prayer."
The Vlam family held each other close.
"Dear Heavenly Father, please keep our family safe."
After a while, the noise quieted down. There were no more explosions. They were safe. Mom took Grace's hand and smiled at her.
"Remember when we were sealed in the temple?"
Grace nodded. When they had moved from Indonesia to Holland, they were able to stop in Utah and be sealed in the Salt Lake Temple.
"Whatever happens, God will take care of our family."
The next day, Grace heard air raid sirens when she was outside on the city plaza. She looked up and saw planes above her head with little black things falling from them. She stood there staring, her mouth wide open. A man started shouting at her.
"Run! Those are bombs!"
Grace raced home, her heart pounding as she finally made it safely through the front door. A few days later, the Nazis, who were the government leaders of Germany, officially took over Holland. Because Dad had been an officer in the Dutch military, the Nazi officers watched him carefully. Sometimes the Nazis took people who had been military officers as prisoners.
"But that won't happen to Dad,"
Grace thought.
"We're members of the church, and Dad is a leader in the mission presidency. God will protect him."
After the bombings, the Vlam family had to leave their city. One day at her new school, Grace heard other students whispering.
"Some people were taken prisoner today. Will they ever come back?"
Grace was scared. Was Dad okay? She ran home as fast as she could. As she burst through the door, she saw Mom in the hallway.
"Is it true? Is Dad gone?"
Mom didn't say anything, but Grace knew from Mom's sad eyes that Dad had been taken away. He was a prisoner of war. Grace leaned against the wall. She was too afraid to even cry.
"What do we do now?"
At that moment, Grace heard a voice say, "You will see your father again." The voice was calm and clear. Grace knew it was the voice of the Holy Ghost. It made her feel a little better. She didn't know exactly what would happen, but she did know that Heavenly Father would take care of her and her family. To be continued. The author lives in New Jersey, USA.
End of the story, A Voice of Peace. Read by Scott Christopher, Amelie Strongen, Austin Peterson, Kristen Hawkins, Wes Nelson, and Chloe Patello.